Hi, we're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers. And here's the answer to last week's puzzler. Do you remember last week's puzzler?
Not at all.
Not really. I didn't think so.
I honestly don't have the vaguest idea.
And it was you, I believe, who said, good puzzler.
Did I?
I think so.
Well, that's good.
Here it is.
Go ahead. It'll come to you.
As soon as I say the first three words, you're going to say, I remember it. A mother has two kids, and the older one is a boy.
I still don't remember.
The chances that the younger...
Oh, that one! Yeah, I get it now.
The chances that the younger kid is a boy are 50-50, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty simple.
Sure.
And almost anyone could have gotten that, just by what? Guesswork.
Well, most people think that the chances of everything
is 50-50, especially when there are boys and girls involved.
Yeah.
Now, here's the puzzler. Suppose a mother has two kids, and not the older one, but just one of them is a boy. What are the chances that the other one is also a boy? Now, if you draw little pictures, there are four possible scenarios.
Yeah.
Older boy, younger boy. We'll call that B and B. Older boy, younger girl. Uh-huh. Older girl, younger boy. And yeah. Older girl, younger girl. That's it. If you're going to have two kids, that's it. Uh-huh. All right? Now, in the first case...
Of course.
If I say, when I say the older one is a boy, then it immediately leaves out the last two possibilities.
That's right.
Okay? It can only be boy, boy, or boy, girl.
That's right.
Right? That's and so left. In order for it to be the other one to be a boy, it's a 50-50 chance.
Right. So I'm going to have boy, 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 girl.
Right. Or now.
Yeah.
When I say that one of them is a boy.
Yeah.
I believe it or not, it is counterintuitive.
It certainly is.
It becomes harder for the other one to become a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And the chances are 1 in 3. Because if you look at the scenarios, you have boy, 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 girl, and girl, boy.
Sure.
Right? If for the other one to be a boy, it's got to be choice number one, which is boy, boy, because you already said that one of them is a boy. How can the other one be a boy? It's 1 chance in 3. Hard to believe, isn't it?
It's hard to believe.
I don't believe it.
I don't either.
Well, it's...
But it is true.
It is true.
And evidently, Marilyn has a lot of data. And the way she... I remember this puzzle now. You said you stole it from Marilyn.
Well, I didn't really steal it from Marilyn. I stole it from Stephen Miller.
Yeah, but don't forget, Marilyn stole it from somebody else, so it's fair game.
Oh.
But the way that she proved it, she said, here's how I'm going to prove it. And she asked people to send her letters.
Oh, yeah, right.
Anyone who had two kids, and the first one was a boy, how many had the second one a boy, and two kids who... One of whom was a boy. How many had the second
right.
one as
and
a boy? And it came
she
out.
She proved it empirically.
Empirically.
Just like we did with the Monty Hall thing.
Exactly, which I guess is okay. But I like the more elegant, abstract, mathematical solutions myself. I mean, but that's the kind of guy I am. I'm an abstract kind of guy.
Yeah, you're abstract. All right. Do we have a winner this week?
I don't remember. Yes, we do. The winner is David Ward from Atlanta, Georgia. Ah, it's good to be down among the magnolias.
Oh, don't start.
And for having your correct answer chosen, David, from among the thousands of answers that we got this week, you're going to get one of our CDs, Men Are From GM, Women Are From Ford, all calls about couples and cars. And what about the lawyers are from, what's going to happen now? Lawyers are from Mercedes.
Daimler. Men Are From GM, Women Are From Ford. And lawyers are from Daimler. I don't like it.
Oh, boy.